I'm Andrew James Sawyers with the JIS Midday News for Monday, November 7. Coming up, Education Ministry appoints new permanent secretary. Prime Minister welcomes German ship repair Jamaica and government to fund transportation of cane from Long Pond to Worthy Park Sugar Factory. The details after the break.
Prep and primary school students, if you're between the ages of 9 and 12 years, you could be the next champion. Enter the JIS Heritage Essay Competition answering the question, who is your favorite Jamaican sportsman or sportswoman and why? Lots of prizes to be won. For submission requirements and other information, go to jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024 extension 2137 or send an email to heritageessay@jis.gov.jm.
Deadline extended to Sunday, November 13.
Now the news. Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda has announced that the Long Pond Sugar Factory in Trelawney will not reopen in 2017. Minister Samuda says while the government will not reopen the factory, arrangements have been made to transport the cane to another factory for processing. Government is to spend $50 million to truck 50,000 tons of cane to the Worthy Park Sugar Factory in St. Catharine. The move ensures that no farmer will suffer as a result of the factory being closed next year. Mr. Samuda says this will benefit the cane farmers and lead to product expansion. The agriculture minister was speaking at the opening session of the 79th annual conference of the Jamaica Association of Sugar Technologists in Ocheria Sintan recently. The government, through SCJ Holdings, took over operations at Long Pond in March 2016 after the factory's owners indicated they were unable to keep it open. The intervention was to last for 3 months. However, it was extended until October. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is welcoming the establishment of German Ship Repair Jamaica GSRJ, describing it as a win for stakeholders in both countries. GSRJ officially launched operations on Thursday and provides wet repair services for ships, which involves working on vessels while they are afloat. The company also plans to establish a dockyard at the Kingston Harbor in the medium term. Mr. Holness has pledged that the government will do all it can to create a suitable business environment for the company to thrive.
We support business, and I am here to say to our German partners that we want more of your business, and the government stands prepared to create the environment in which your business can flourish, that you can employ more Jamaicans, that you can make a profit, and that Jamaica can benefit and develop from that.
The Prime Minister also commends the entity for establishing a relationship with the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, to provide personnel trained in ship repair services. Attorney at Law Dean Roy Bernard has been appointed permanent secretary in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information effective Monday, November 7. The announcement was made by Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid. Mr. Bernard has been Director of Compliance at Post Audit in the Ministry since 2010. Prior to his assignment, he worked as the Deputy Director at the CARICOM Implementation Agency for Crime and Security based in Trinidad and Tobago. He has also served in senior positions at the Ministries of National Security, Justice and Finance and is a board member of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, a member of the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, Institute of Chartered Accountants of Jamaica and the Jamaica Bar Association. Mr. Bernard also serves as Chairman for Audit Committee in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. And Geography Awareness Week will be observed November 9 to 18 and will focus on how geospatial technology can be used to promote good health. Geographical Information Systems GIS in Schools Education Program Manager at the National Spatial Data Management Division, Jermaine Remicki, says the week of activities is one of the main ways the GIS fulfills its mandate.
Different diseases, we're seeing them more prevalent in Jamaica, such as chickpea, zippy, dengue. There have been a general rise in these diseases. So what we want to do is look at how we can use GIS or geospatial technologies to assist in reducing the transmission of these diseases.
Mr. Remicki, who was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, said with the theme being focused on health, a number of medical professionals as well as medical societies will be participating in the activities. The week of activities being coordinated by the division and the Land Information Council of Jamaica, LICJ, will be observed under the theme Geospatial Technologies, Advancing Public Health Services. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.